Rubber Tracks Trivia, coming to you from the Converse World Headquarters Rubber Tracks Studio in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Emma, and I'm joined here by four of my friends for this special episode of Pop Culture Trivia. From celebrity gossip to movies and music, today we're going to test your knowledge of all things pop culture and see who is the most with it. Let's kick it off with introductions. I'd love for each of you to introduce yourselves to the audience with your name, your buzzer sound, and by sharing your favorite pop culture moment recently. I'll hand it over to Elise first.
Well, thank you, Emma, and I'm honored to be here. My name is Elise. I'll do my buzzer sound.
Love.
So fitting for
so
Elise.
Fitting. So good. So fitting for me. I had a pop culture moment in my mind, but I'm going to punt it for a friend who might need it because I have another one that's really good.
Okay.
So my summer house girlie, Paige DeSorbo, just launched a bed in the bed apparel line called Daphne for her cat, and I was like looking through it and it looks really cute.
We just talked about that in our
Talk about that in the previous
episode.
It was Bravo themed.
All buying.
We're all gonna
it was
buy
Bravo
it.
Themed, so we were talking about
okay,
Paige.
Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Check.
That's
check,
a good
check.
One.
Thank you. Thank
Love.
You.
Emma's
thanks,
also
thanks
excited
for being here, Elise.
I'm happy to be here with my friends. I'm Keisha, guys. Here's my buzzer sound.
Nice.
I feel like there's others that are better, but I digress. And my favorite pop culture moment, which may not be the moment anymore, but Met Gala was the thing for me from a fashion aesthetic. I'm a fashion girly. So Met Gala and then all things fashion. I know someone just mentioned the Diddy case as well, which I hope I didn't steal it, Matt.
No.
Okay, good.
It's okay.
But that is also something I'm currently following, okay. And I hope he's buried under the jail. Next.
Agreed. Agreed.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mara. This is my sound.
Nice.
So good.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good. And I thought Elise was going to steal my pop culture moment, so I came up with another one, but we're all excited about Taylor Swift getting her albums back. Big moment, big moment. I was gonna say though, because I had to change mine, so now I'm picking two.
Nice.
I'm a big golf fan, and Scottie Scheffler won the tournament this weekend.
Yeah,
and
he did.
As he won the trophy, his wife passed him his son who had shit down his back, his baby boy, and it just made my day because
that
celebrities, they're just like us.
And I quote, he said, "That'll happen."
Yep.
That'll happen.
Which is the so right was, response.
Yeah. That was very relatable.
Scottie's
a relatable
the man.
King.
Yeah. And when he got arrested, he handled that whole thing perfect too. It's just
it was
like,
great.
It's just like, dude, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Okay. I'm Matt. I was on the last podcast about Bravo, and I'm stoked to be here for this pop culture one. Hopefully, I do better on this one.
Did you win the last one?
No, I got last, okay. By,
last
by a mile.
Fair.
Dead
last.
Yeah, it fair. Was like 39. Was the winner and I got six.
Because you're going
so this
down.
Is redemption.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be better. So I was struggling to find a pop culture thing, but last night we started watching The Pitt. Have you guys watched that?
Yeah.
It's really good, but it's like intense. I just shut it off after the second episode. It's like, it's just too much.
It's a little bit graphic.
Yeah, it's a lot. So.
Better or worse than
Grey's
Anatomy.
Is that the show on HBO?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and each, so it's like, each episode is an hour. Okay. And it takes you like an hour of their day or whatever.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah. I've heard it's very
like
accurate.
The graphic version of ER. Remember ER?
Yes.
But, yeah.
It's, I mean, it's like, it's, you know, shows are getting more realistic these days. So, like, it showed, like, this lady who got run over by the subway and it's like,
oh my
it
God.
Shows her leg. Yeah, it was gnarly.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
Pretty nasty. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very good. But we had to shut it off and start watching Vanderpump after that.
Yeah. Just
to lighten it up.
The mood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, really excited about our categories
oh, wait,
today.
This is my buzzer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Unfair.
Yeah, that's a good one. So we have four different categories we're going to go through today. They're all very different, but all within the pop culture sphere. Some are more recent. Some are from a little while ago, but everybody should be familiar. Our first category is called Famous Male Meltdowns. This is one that I just feel
nice.
Passionately about. I love
celebrity
watching meltdowns
men fail.
And specifically celebrity men. So I'm going to describe the meltdown and then it's like a two-part question. So there will be a point for each piece. And the way we're going to do it is wait till I'm done reading the question and then whoever hits their buzzer first gets to go first. There's no negative points. So
So cool. Go for it.
Don't be shy.
So, but we shouldn't wait until you're done until we hit our buzzer.
Yes. Yeah, wait till I'm done reading. Yeah. Okay. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So number one, this action star famously jumped on Oprah's couch during an interview. Who was it and why did he do this?
We had to wait until she was done.
You paused like you were done.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to read the last part and then who was it and why did he do this? I think it was Elise.
Tom Cruise.
Yep.
And why did he do it? Because he was so in love with Katie Holmes.
Correct.
I'm in love with Katie Holmes.
My buzzer isn't loud enough.
I agree. I think it's just because Elise is right next to her.
Yeah. Biased.
Okay.
Yeah, so move that. Yeah. Good idea.
There you go. Yeah. No obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Okay. This pop star was arrested last June in Sag Harbor for a DUI. Who was it, and what did he say to the cop who pulled him over? Elise.
Justin Timberlake.
You don't think early.
Well, she buzzed again after.
Get out of here, Matt.
This is rigged. This is rigged.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Agreed,
Maura. What did he say to the cop? He said, I'm on tour, man. Nope. I'm on a world tour. I'm
okay,
going
you
on
got
a world
Justin
tour.
Timberlake. We'll switch it over to Matt for what did he say?
He said, this is going to ruin the tour. And the cop said,
what tour?
He said, the world tour.
Iconic.
I was so close.
It's the channeled voice for me.
Yeah. The world tour.
The world tour.
How many times do you think people have been pulled over since then and said, this is going to ruin the tour?
Zero.
I didn't think
really?
About it.
Yeah.
No, because when you get pulled over, it's not funny.
True.
Absolutely no one.
But if you're drunk, maybe you're like,
no,
throw it out there.
Even not funnier.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
I might though.
Now it's going to be in my head. It'll be that inappropriate thing you accidentally say. You're like, don't say it. All right, next one. This actor is no stranger to tabloid drama, but perhaps his biggest offense of all is a massive back tattoo. Who am I talking about and what is the tattoo? Matt.
Ben Affleck. It's a giant phoenix covering his entire back.
Correct.
Have you
that
seen
is neat.
I find I might lose.
I'm not with it.
Not familiar with Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
I know it from the town.
Okay, from the town.
Receipts.
Yeah.
It's wild. Matt's pulling up.
First of all, Matt has this on his as his screensaver.
It's a screensaver on his phone. You guys can't see. This is Matt's.
Is that unbelievable?
Unfair.
But theoretically, are any big back tattoos good?
No, but this is especially insane.
Okay.
It's so
colorful.
That
is crazy.
It seems out of character.
It would have taken forever.
For my idea of Ben Affleck. Shortly. What do I know? All right.
Laura.
Ready. Number four.
More. We need work.
This slap was heard around the world. Who did Will Smith slap at the 2022 Oscars and why? Okay, Keish, you can go.
Chris Rock, because he was, can we swear?
Yes.
Yeah. He was shitting on Jada.
Yeah.
For her alopecia, and Will was not having it.
Keep my wife's name.
Exactly. Lupita's face was me. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you watch it live?
I did. And I was like, is this a joke? And I was like, it's not a joke. I
thought it was a bit.
I know.
She's like, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me.
I just wouldn't know what to do. And like, she was smiling the whole time while shocked. I was like, she's good.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
No, that was wild. Men behaving badly. All right. This actor was going through a contentious custody battle with his ex-supermodel wife, and when his 11-year-old daughter missed a scheduled phone call with him, he lost his temper and left a nasty voicemail calling her a rude little pig. This voicemail was later leaked to the press. Name him and his daughter. Elise.
Alec Baldwin and Ireland Baldwin.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
That's right.
I'm glad I didn't
the toast coming
in
hot.
It was so wrong.
What were you going to say?
That was good.
Yeah, who were you going to say?
I thought it was actually Tom Brady.
No.
But then I don't know his child's name, so then I would have lost that part.
They haven't had a custody battle, have they?
No, but I know there's just been like mad jokes because she like went with the
Pilates.
The Pilates.
No, the jiu-jitsu.
I was going to say the chef.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And is she pregnant?
She just had a baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was worried I was in the wrong room.
It's hella quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we think it would be helpful if I like raise my hand when I'm done?
Well, yeah, I don't know when
I feel
the question
like people
is
are buzzing
be
in
over.
Early.
Yeah.
We're excited.
When you
pause,
say people, you mean
and then you keep
Elise
talking.
And Matt.
Yeah,
we're excited.
Okay, or should we just let people buzz whenever?
No. Oh, no. like if you know the question,
can you buzz it,
and then you can be wrong because you don't let you finish. Okay.
I think we should let people buzz whenever they want to buzz.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. I'm sure Elise does.
All right, we'll try it out. Here
this
we go.
Isn't fair.
Okay.
Wild West.
Those are fighting words, Matt. I heard that.
Thank goodness you guys
can
are
we get
sitting
a score
across
count?
The table. The score
I'm
count.
I'm kind of kidding.
Oh, I was like, we'll do one after this round.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, you got this, Maura.
I know.
Okay. Taylor Swift won the VMA for Best Music Video for her You Belong With Me video. As she was on stage to accept the award,
you don't. You have to know both parts.
You gotta guess what it is.
You have
Kanye
to guess.
West.
No. Yeah, but so now you're out for. How
yes.
About you're out?
Yeah.
And oh, I love it.
Yeah, you can't answer this question
this.
Again.
Yeah,
I knew that was gonna happen.
I'm out
immediately
just for the rest of the category.
No, no yeah. For this question.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. That's
okay.
What you get.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Ready?
I'll take the L.
Yeah.
As she was on stage to accept the award, she was very rudely interrupted by Kanye West. Who did Kanye think should have won, and for what video, Maura?
Video.
Well, it's a two part, so you can get it.
Well, it's Beyonce.
Yeah,
had the greatest album of all time. I don't know.
Go ahead. I think it was Single Ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
100%. I thought it was Sweet Dreams.
You would have gotten it wrong anyway.
Sweet Dreams was before that.
Take it was my
Single
half
Ladies.
A point there.
Wow. Single Ladies kind of set the tone.
Okay. You got
like,
1 point.
I thought it was Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
We'll split it.
Oh, Mara's gosh. On the board.
Yay.
So that right. Just goes to show.
These new rules are working
get
in my
head.
This is my work.
Yeah. You were just doing so well.
I know.
Yeah.
I got ahead of myself.
Yeah. I mean, it's the two part question. So even if you got Kanye, like, what was going to be your guess for the second part?
That was bad. That was bad.
Okay.
Kanye West. Okay. And this is the last one of this round. Ready? In 2011, this television actor gave an absolutely unhinged interview on 2020 in which he stated, among other things, that he has tiger blood.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to get part of it. That's Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
And the second part of it's going to be winning.
Yes, yes! Correct.
What?
What?
Hashtag wow. Winning.
That was his big. Do you remember that Charlie Sheen interview?
Yeah,
where he was
I
just.
Do.
Yeah, he's like, I was banging 7 gram rocks. And people were like, what?
Yeah, and he said he has tiger blood. Do you don't remember this, Keish? And then
I
he's like, hashtag winning.
Remember.
And then it was
she
all
goes,
the like.
She goes, are you bipolar? He's like, I'm by winning.
No.
I win here, I win there.
I don't remember
I win
that.
Everywhere. And everyone was like, what is this?
Yeah. You'll have to check it out. I mean, mostly it was all the like spin-off videos.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People
yeah.
Like stitching it with things.
Yeah. That was impressive, Matt.
Thank
that
you.
Was.
Yeah.
That was
wow.
Really good.
The sleeper.
Who are you?
Everyone's on the board.
Thank heavens.
So, Elise, you have 5. Mara, you have 1. Keish, you have 3. And Matt, you have 5.
Oh,
wow.
So, we got a tie.
Interesting.
Mm. Elise, if you didn't break the rules, you would have had
yeah,
probably another point.
She's been
yeah.
Breaking the rules.
You would have at least
beginning.
Had one more.
She's fast with that
disqualified.
Buzzer. Disqualified. Oh my gosh. Awesome. Okay. Good job, you guys. Did you like that category?
That was really
that
fun.
Was really
yeah,
fun.
That was fun.
I loved it.
Mel Meltdowns is funny.
Do you feel like I missed any obvious ones?
I was waiting for Mel Gibson's insane voicemail.
Yeah,
that
but
he left.
That's the, like anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was trying to avoid like really heavy, terrible.
That's
things.
Fair.
Sure.
That's fair.
Like I mentioned Kanye, but not recently.
No,
Kanye.
I love that it didn't focus on Kanye.
No, that exactly.
I like
that.
Exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Someone wanted
yeah.
To focus
we don't
on
focus
Kanye.
There.
Okay, hot fingers.
Yeah. Chill.
I'm gonna call you Cheetos. Is that what you said?
It's like, okay, this daytime TV actress. Boom.
I know.
Amazing. Okay, well, good job, everyone.
Thank you.
So this next one is called Poorly Described Movie Plots.
Oh, cool.
So our first, like, kind of roundtable question for everyone, what was the last movie you watched?
Moana with Billy.
Oh,
I yeah. Love that movie.
The first one?
The first one. The second one is not as good.
That's what I've heard.
The first one hits.
It really does. Yeah.
Love that. I recently saw Lilo and Stitch the live action
oh, how
with
that?
The girls. It's actually phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because the little girl is hilarious, and okay. I feel like she makes the movie as oh. Well as her sister. Like, it's very, very
like
cute.
The girl who nice. Plays Lilo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice. Really good. Like, when I was younger, I used to call my youngest Stitch because she was a disastrous. And we were like,
she
you cannot watch this movie. You're being influenced. But either way, it was really yeah. Good. And then the yeah. Movie I want to see is Sinners because that just came out on digital, and I haven't had a chance to see that.
That
in the movie theater.
I was too afraid to watch it, so I have to watch that alone.
I know, me too. And yeah. In parts. Like, it's going to be in two parts.
I heard it's not that like, in terms of, like, there's only really one, like, kind of jump scare, and then it's, like, not as crazy
yeah.
Throughout. But I'm just, I hate that. But
yeah.
I'm going to read the plot.
I want to see it. Just because, I mean, everyone's been talking about
yeah.
How great it is.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool.
So, yeah. And I don't know how to say the word, but the cinematography looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what the girl that just got married. To the football player Haley,
we get
yes,
it. You know
yes,
pop culture.
Totally. Yeah.
Yes, she's
what?
Got married to
Steinfeld and Josh Allen.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
She looked beautiful.
They got married.
Yeah.
Got
married
this past
like last
beautiful.
Weekend.
The front
yeah,
I need
really
to get
beautiful.
Back on Instagram.
You're missing everything. Or I'll just.
You're not on Instagram with all these answers?
I know, no. Right?
Insane. He's not on Instagram, but when I see a GIF that I want him to see, I screenshot it and I text it to him.
She's trying to text me memes, or memes, so I need to get back on Instagram because that's insane.
Yeah.
I most recently watched Nonas.
Yeah,
was that good? Song.
It was cute.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was very heartwarming, but like, there was a bit of, it was a rushed finish, I would say, but it was cute. Highly recommend.
I mean, the last one we watched was Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, which I've seen before.
I don't know that.
So I watched it before we went to Paris. And I was like, you need to watch this. We need to watch this. And so that was like 2 years ago. So Emma finally was like, should we watch this? It's really cute. It's like this about this lady from England. Her husband dies like in the war. So she gets like some of his pension. Anyway, she goes to Paris to get a Christian Dior dress. And she's, like, very poor. She's, like, a maid.
Yeah, and she sees a Christian Dior dress in one of the people's houses that she's cleaning, and it's just, like, the most beautiful thing she's ever seen, and she just keeps coming upon
hard times. It's a heartwarming story because she was hitting hard times. She's a maid, and then she's treated like crap, and then her husband dies, but then she always does the right thing.
Aww.
And so then, like, karma starts to come, and all these things start going right for her.
I love that.
Yeah. Are there any spoiler alerts in that?
No.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's really sweet.
See if it's worth my time to watch.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot that happens.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
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 That was probably the last one we watched, but we watch a ton of stuff.
Yeah. And then in the theaters, most recently saw Friendship with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. And I liked it, but I would say if you don't like I Think You Should Leave, it's essentially just one long I think you should leave sketch.
Yeah.
So that would be my only.
I haven't been to the movies, which means it's in like years.
You're never going.
I haven't gone to the movies.
You're only
going to
go see Kids though.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't gone so much. I wouldn't mind.
If you're going to go see Kids though, go to Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
Oh, do they have a...
Because they have like the recliners and
they have waiters.
Like that.
I like that.
Yeah, it's so sick.
And it's not, it's like $3 more than a regular movie theater ticket.
But then you end up spending another $50.
New Hampshire has one
on
like
food.
That. It's called Chunky's, but the food is phenomenal.
Okay.
Like the wings go off.
Okay. We will have to write that down.
Yeah, the food's just okay.
I like the name Chunky's.
I do.
Chunky's
I know.
Is better
but
than
it like
Alamo.
Smells gross because it's like everyone's eating. But it is, it's just really good.
Everyone's eating.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay. So for poorly described movie plots, I'm going to give a description of a movie, but it will be a very poorly worded and constructed synopsis.
Okay.
So you'll have to guess the movie.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Everybody's ready. They have their hands over their buzzers. Number one, an ugly monster saves a girl from marrying a tiny man. Maura.
Beauty and the Beast?
No. Matt.
Shrek.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
He was a tiny man. I was like,
Farquaad.
Oh my god, Farquaad.
Damn it.
I love that movie. The whole series.
That movie is so good.
I've decided I'm going to go off on this category. So no deductions is going to help me.
You're starting now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maura has entered the chat.
No, she's here. When I saw Shrek in theater, I was so into it. Like, I forgot I wasn't actually there. And there's a scene where Shrek is like fighting off all these soldiers. And one comes up behind him, and I went, Shrek, like, to warn him.
Look out.
How old were you when Shrek came out?
I was like.
Younger than us.
How old was I when Shrek came out?
Yeah. No, embarrassing.
It was early 2000s,
like middle
right?
school?
Or was that late 90s?
No, that was late 90s for sure.
I think I was in elementary school, I think.
Yeah, it was late 90s.
And I remember after that happened, I realized where I was, and I was so embarrassed, and I like shrunk down in my seat. Oof.
I did that before in like an X-Men movie. Like I raised my hand, like I could lift things. No. I was like first of all, you don't have powers.
That's awesome.
Hand down.
Oh my gosh. Okay, ready for number two. Grumpy emo girl ponders whether to marry a really old guy or a dog.
Say it again.
Grumpy emo girl ponders whether to marry a really old guy or a dog.
Grumpy emo girl.
A dog? Who marries a dog?
Can you give more hints?
Is a dog an actual animal or a representation for a guy who is like
a good question.
It's a good question. It's kind of both. And like, It's a movie filmed in the Pacific Northwest. That's important to the plot.
Oh, Twilight.
Twilight.
Come on. I got that the second you said that.
She was a grumpy emo girl.
You need the context. Yeah. I should have never gave you that hint.
That was a good hint.
In all fairness, it's not a wolf.
No, this is a poorly described.
So correct.
I cannot be held accountable.
Man, this is really hard. Old man.
This is hard.
Because he's hundreds of years old.
And Edward is really old.
Vampire. Yeah.
Were you guys team Edward or team Jacob?
I was team neither. I didn't get into Twilight.
I was
personally.
Probably team Jacob until he imprinted on I didn't like that. The daughter, and I was like,
it's really
that
creepy.
That is so mad creepy. Yeah. But agreed, I was team Jacob as well.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. Okay.
Even though I love the family like tightness of
the vampires.
Of Edward, that was pretty cool. Like they held each other down.
Yeah. Their house was so sick.
Yeah. It was.
I do remember the house.
Yeah. Okay, ready. Number three. Group goes on a long hike to return jewelry. Keish.
Oh, no, I don't have it.
You just wanted to buzz in.
I thought it was National Treasure.
That's what I was thinking.
No, but that is all-time
To return
movie.
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Moana?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I did not think of that.
I think I should get points for the fact that I'm in that position.
If you lose by one, we can talk about it.
I would like to note that.
Okay.
Read it one more time.
Okay. Group goes on a long hike to return jewelry. If I say what the jewelry is, it will give it away. That's a hint.
Titanic?
No.
That's also a really good guess.
No, it's not. They didn't go on a hike.
They go on a boat.
To return jewelry, what? Did they go to the bottom of the ocean?
She threw it into the water.
They didn't go get it.
They're trying to find the
heart. They are trying to get the necklace.
They're trying to.
Yeah, they're trying to find it, not return.
Collectively as a group, they didn't even know she
had it. The whole thing is not them trying to get the necklace.
But she's poorly describing it, so.
No, wrong.
Guys, this room is against me because I'm in the lead.
Well, you've guessed twice on this one already anyway.
I actually think Matt might be in the lead now. Anyway.
Okay, so if I say the piece of jewelry, it would give it away because it's in the name.
Blood diamond?
No. Mm. Think of like a type of jewelry. Like not a bracelet.
It's in the name?
Yeah.
Read it one more time.
Okay. Group goes on a long hike to return jewelry.
Oh my God.
Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Oh, you shit.
Got it. I got it at the same time.
I still wasn't going to guess right.
That was good.
Ooh. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, ready? The one where Jennifer Aniston lost her man in front of the world.
Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
Smith? Yes! Because nice. She sure
good
did.
Job, kind of sad, but yeah.
That was
funny.
Really good.
That's
this
funny.
Is a hard category.
Yeah, that's fun.
This
you have
is
to
tough.
Think differently.
You have to think differently.
Yeah. Okay. Girl has to pretend she is a man to be taken seriously.
Could be a lot.
She's a man?
No. Okay, so there's another piece to this that I'll add because
Moana.
Not Moana.
I mean, oh, I shoot. Think. Mulan.
Yes.
That's what I was
going to
say.
So, okay.
We were going to say
you can
that.
Just keep
no,
buzzing.
You can't. Sorry.
I buzzed
again.
Yeah.
No,
I buzzed again.
I know, but
like,
if you get it wrong,
Mulan.
if you guess wrong, you don't get to buzz again.
Because I watch Disney all the time.
She broke the rules.
I will say you shouldn't have been able to guess again.
Why?
It should have gone to the next.
Because
you
guessed,
forfeit.
But she forfeit because she cheated.
That last
it's different.
Right. She didn't get it right anyway, but still.
I did. I said I was going to say Mulan.
No,
I just
watched
that.
No, no, no.
It's fine.
So
no.
That one, I'll let go of that one, but
I won't
I
take
this
the point.
One.
No.
Well, you didn't say it ever.
She was. Do you promise you were going to say it?
No, you can't. We can't get points like that.
High hands Elise.
I won't take the point.
You need to. No, wait. We just need to set rules now. So if you buzz and you get it wrong.
You forfeit.
People get a chance. If no one else can get it, you can guess again.
All right. Well, okay.
I think that that's fair.
Yeah. That is fair.
Okay. That's fair.
I think
it wasn't
fair.
Discussed, yeah. But okay. It's totally fair.
Because then you could just be like,
I get
movie,
it.
Movie.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah. Fair. Like what Maura was doing. Yeah. You could do that.
That one time that I did something when no one told me not to.
After she did it.
At least I'll give you half a point.
No.
Thank you.
Why?
No.
I was
no.
Going
no.
To
I should. I won't
it's
take a point.
It's either you got it or you got it.
She never said
this
it.
Room is against me. I would just like to say that from
Elise
the beginning.
Elise was going to say Mulan.
I was going to say Mulan. I just watched it with Billy.
I was also going to say Mulan.
So was Keish.
I think we were all
going
to
say Mulan. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
You know what? Yeah. You cannot give me a half a point. It's okay.
No, I gave you a point.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheater. Sorry.
Well, it'll come down in the end. We'll remember these things. We'll
I'm definitely going to lose. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. A nerdy and beautiful woman talks to furniture and falls in love with her kidnapper.
Oh, come on.
Who was first?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt.
I mean, I know.
I get it. You did it first. It's fine.
Okay, ready? Last one of this round.
This is a hard category. I'm sweating.
That's fine. A dad has to go get his daughter.
Quiche.
Taken.
Yes.
Quiche. Quiche. Oh, that was good. That was really challenging.
Good work.
Okay,
so.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
My favorite is when he shoots him in the arm. Flesh wound.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't we do more flesh wounds?
So good. Flesh wound.
I have not seen Taken.
What? I haven't either, but I know the famous lines. You know what? I never saw it.
I think it's probably good just for cautionary reasons if you go to Europe.
No, but I did have, when I was studying abroad, we, in London, me and some girlfriends went to Ireland for the weekend, and we were in Dublin, and this random guy came up to goes, hey, are you guys American? And we were like, yeah. He goes, have you seen Taken?
Oh,
that's weird.
And you were like, no.
No, we knew enough to know that was really freaky to say to someone.
Yeah.
I did not like that.
No, what happened?
That is a weird thing to say to someone. Yeah.
All right, so the scores are closer. Elise, you have 6. Mari, you have 2. Keish, you have 5. And Matt, you have 8.
Wow.
So we evened out a little bit.
Matt's taking the lead. We got a leader.
All right. And before we get into round 3, we're going to take a little ad break.
Okay.
Cool. So I'd like to take a moment to talk about one of our sponsors, Otgen Life Coaching. Founded by April Otgen in 1994, Otgen Life Coaching is in the business of you, helping you to be the best you can be. From makeup to skincare to hair care to yoga to Pilates to fashion to dancing to career to party to party planning to motherhood to relationships.
To everything.
To marriage, to family, and more. Otgen Life Coaching is here to help you navigate whatever life throws your way. Use code April69 for 20% off your first session with April. Call or text 832-466-2738 at any time of the day or night to schedule your consultation. Thank you, Otgen Life Coaching, for your continued support of Rubber Tracks Trivia, and don't wait to start living your best life. Woo, thank you to our sponsors.
You didn't break on the first one.
All
right. Because everyone's laughing.
Yeah. You need to go in a phone booth to make a call later.
Yeah.
I can send you guys that number.
Phone number?
Almost. All right. Okay, so our third round is called Shakespearean Songs. So our kickoff question for this round will be, what's a song you can't stop listening to lately? Who's got one?
This is embarrassing.
I've been doing Mirrorball by Taylor Swift.
My kids and I are upset because we like to harmonize, so APT... by whoever it is in Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
So, you're
So I'm like Bruno.
Love.
And so we go all out at the end. Yeah. Thank you.
Yippee-ki-yay by Kesha.
Nice.
Song of the summer.
Yeah.
Recession pop. Okay.
For sure.
This is, I don't know. I've been listening to You Can Call Me Al a lot.
You have been listening to that a lot.
Yeah, I love that song.
That's a cute song.
That's a great song.
It's so good.
Let's harmonize.
It's also
later.
Super long.
I think all of us should.
I do think you guys need to collab on
some
like
sort
a theme
of song.
For this. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I haven't been in an a cappella group like Hot Fingers Elise or Mora.
Yeah. I would love
but
to be in your
I can
group.
Say that I have a really good ear for music and I can pick up
that.
On vocals if we'd like to.
Love
jam
that.
Sometime.
I'm in.
I love to sing.
That's amazing. I would love that. I've been listening. I just recently got into Benson Boone, which I know is late to the game, but only really the one song. Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else. I've been into that one.
Mm.
Okay. So for this round, you will be identifying the song, bonus point for the artist, by the lyrics. Okay. However, the lyrics have been translated to Shakespearean English.
Like it.
That's awesome.
Snap.
So you gotta, I will say, like, you just need
this
to really try to listen to. What like the meaning because
so
it's not going to be like a one for one
and you want us to get the song name and a bonus point for the artist but it's the song name is what you want
yes
okay
yeah okay
okay
here we go Though it sounds crazy, 'tis my truth to tell. We are no more, so fare thee well, well, well.
Oh, damn. I do it again.
Though it sounds crazy, 'tis my truth to tell. We are no more, so fare thee well, well.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yes.
In sync.
Yes.
Boom. Good job. Wow. Oh, half a second.
Keesh.
Okay, now sing the line.
Yeah, now you have to sing it.
No, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. Sound great.
Yes, Elise sung that, not me. I'll sound better.
Top fingers.
I'll take JC. That's
funny. Wait. So I was not clear. It's actually not the lyrics.
No. It's like Shakespearean English.
Damn, it's another outside of the box. Yeah.
Category. You want me to read that one again so you can kind of get it in your head?
Yeah.
How it goes.
Okay. I love that. Because now I know now it's you know. Different.
It was well, well, well that got me.
That's smart. You made that connection.
Ain't no lie.
Though it sounds crazy, 'tis my truth to tell. We are no more, so fare thee well, well, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got it, but I'm going to keep going.
We'll see. Okay. Number two. If truly you did wish to win my hand, you should have graced it with a wedding band.
Oh, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Sorry. Which is?
Beyonce.
Okay. Good job. And you know the name of
first
the song?
First of all, the name is not that.
Oh, sorry. You got it.
Oh, you got the artist.
Keesh. Single Ladies.
Yes.
Single Ladies. Yeah.
But high five.
I was saying like, that's what those lyrics mean.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Collaboration.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I like it. If you do the hand movement, you get 2 points.
This one?
Yes.
Matt just did the complete dance 100% accurately, and he is
hips
wearing a leotard.
And everything.
That's the second time Single Ladies has come up in this trivia.
True. Like there's a theme.
Yep. The theme is Beyonce.
The theme is Beyonce. I am
specifically
Beyonce,
Single
always.
Ladies music video.
None of which we are.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Next one. Indifferent to the rules I've disobeyed, I love all of this chaos I have made. Indifferent to the rules I've disobeyed, I love all of this chaos I have made.
It has to be something about breaking rules. I don't think I know the song, though.
I'm just guessing it's a Taylor Swift song.
No.
Okay. Mm.
I will say someone featured on this song is Charlie XCX, one of our Converse people. She's not the main person,
featured.
But she's featured.
I'm not
going
to know this one.
Yeah, me neither.
Different to the rules I've made. It's a lovely poem. Could you keep going?
Okay, so indifferent to the rules I've disobeyed, which means?
I don't care. Oh. Is it called I Don't Care?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you know who sings it?
Billie Eilish?
No idea.
Wait.
Push me downstairs.
Icona Pop?
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, Mara.
Yes. Laura. Coming Thank up you. Hot with 3 points.
Laura.
She is well on the board.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Good job.
Don't
okay. Next one. Thou needeth not be drenched when showers fall. Pray take thy place beneath my parasol.
Oh, shit.
That was bad.
Umbrella.
Bye.
Rihanna.
Good job. Oh, my God. You guys, my brain does not work this way. It's hard.
Not in Shakespearean English.
No, I don't operate in Shakespearean English.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't.
That was a good one for Umbrella.
I really don't.
I was like, why is it raining?
Why is it raining? What's a parasol?
Wet.
I thought about that. I was like, is it a cover?
Yeah, parasol.
Okay. Next one. I survey all the land with princely mane in fair Bel Air where I do lay my scene.
Elite. Will Smith.
Yeah. Also known as the
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yep.
And that's the song.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Good job.
How? Wait, what? Can you repeat that?
That's the Fresh Prince of Bel Air song?
Yeah. I'm from Philly. That's his theme song.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Born and raised.
Okay, go ahead.
On the playground was where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, relaxing, and relaxing, all cool, and I was shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
And a couple of guys, they were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood.
All right,
good job. Nailed it. Anyway. Yeah, that was only right that you, but you're from Philadelphia too, aren't you?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the title.
She's not really from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
She's from like outside of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Elise is also from the suburbs and not downtown Philadelphia. I'm not really sure.
Elise grew up next
so
to
I would never claim that I'm from Philly.
It's true. I am from the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Oh my God. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, let my Yuletide wishes granted be. Yay. All I want this Christmas night is thee.
All I want for Christmas is you, Mariah Carey.
I knew that the second she was done it. Yeah. Matt, you are so frustrating.
You're good.
You're good. So good.
He just thinks in Shakespearean.
Most of my thoughts are in iambic pentameter.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I do too.
It makes emails hard to write.
I can see you thinking it. It's good. I see it.
Or very beautiful.
No one knows what I'm asking though. It's
frustrating. Do you write poems in your spare time?
Every time poems. You just take a space and like poems. A pause, I'm going to be like, he's thinking.
Yeah. He's trying to not write a poem right now. It's hard.
It is hard. Yeah. Okay. I am writing one in my head.
All right. Last one of this round. But now that we are once again apart, I swear you shan't again reclaim my heart. But now that we are once again apart, I swear you shan't again reclaim my heart.
I'm just guessing. Adele, hello.
No.
Say that again?
Just a guess.
Okay. This one, really, you just have to listen to like what it means, But now that we are once again apart, I swear you shan't again reclaim my heart.
We are never getting back together.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Oh.
I was a little slow, but I was getting
the Taylor Swift girly.
I'm literally Taylor Swift's number one fan. And that is not something that I would have ever processed.
Did you go to the Eras Tour?
No, I did not. And it was one of the biggest regrets of my life.
I know.
That and soaking in a Epsom salt bath before my wedding day. That was also a regret. Right.
That is one of the funniest stories.
I got like claustrophobic and nauseous.
What?
Yeah. Don't go in an Epsom salt tank if you have claustrophobia.
That story is so funny.
Good to know.
Yeah. Those are my two regrets.
Did you puke?
Okay.
Yeah. Outside of the place.
The best part is how everyone told you not to do it and you just powered through.
And I was like, no, guys, this is what I need.
People who know you better than anyone are like, I don't think you should do that. And you're like, shh.
You're like, I'm a bride and I know.
This is what I need.
Did you guys do anything crazy before your weddings? Not crazy.
No, it is crazy.
I had a baby because my baby was born 3 months prior to the wedding. It was like the longest engagement, and then I was pregnant, and then I was just over it.
So you're like, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, anything can go. So that was, I mean, it was great, but it was also like bad timing.
I mean, I puked wedding morning, but that was
from alcohol, Maura?
What was it from, Maura?
It was from alcohol.
What was it from?
Huh. Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
It was a bummer. Hmm. Actually, it turned out great.
At least it was before. I mean, honestly.
It was the morning of. I was pretty puffy.
I'm just kidding.
Super skinny. Yeah.
Okay. We're in our very last round. So I'll give you a little.
I don't want it to end.
I know.
I would like to go back to like the theme of the first category though, because that's where I excelled.
Yeah. Oh, the famous male meltdown.
Just like the way that went. Like the last two
She doesn't like your abstract.
I don't like to
forms.
Think abstractly. That's not how I am. Like that's not a strength.
You want me to ask you a question that has a factual answer.
Correct. And only
and
one that she knows.
Yeah. Sure.
She has to know
in
it.
Pop culture.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to be good at this last
one. Preferably a question that she knows the answer to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, category where I know every answer.
This last round is called Boston Celebs.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh.
So it's a category devoted to those from Boston. Okay. I'm just going to describe a celebrity from Boston. And you just have to name them.
I'm not good at this, and I'm from here.
Okay.
If you know the specific neighborhood they're from, I'm not expecting you to, but if you do, would for sure be an extra point. Cause one other random piece, I would just say we're in June now. Most of these people had June birthdays randomly.
Really?
Yeah, random. Which is weird.
Okay. All right.
That's not part of the question.
All right, Maura, stop Googling June people in Boston.
Yeah, Maura.
Emma just wants you to know that she's a June person in Boston.
Well, Maura is as well.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
When is your birthday?
The 16th.
Oh, good thing we're on this podcast.
No, that's not in my calendar. Now I need to put it in.
Hence, I will not be here on the
your 16th. Actual birthday.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be?
That's so smart.
Just not here.
Okay. Busy.
Not at work.
Because on your birthday, she in fact said, I would never be here on my birthday.
I did. Correct. It was on Mara's birthday.
Oh, Mara's birthday, sorry.
I said, I would never be at work.
I want to be caught
I'm taking a 6-week sabbatical in less than a month.
She is.
That
she is.
Nice. Is important context.
Yes.
Yes. Not because I'm an overachiever. I'm certainly not.
Yes, you are.
No.
All right. So, first of all, how long has everybody lived in Boston? I guess that's a good starting question.
A year, 2 months.
2 years, Elise?
2 years.
I guess technically 15 years.
Oh, dang.
Whoa.
Oh, right, because she went to college here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from here.
Holla.
Yep.
Born, so forever.
Born and raised. Did you go to college in Mass?
No, I went to college in Virginia.
Okay.
Nice.
Which gives me a worldwide view.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
so. Very well rounded. From Boston to Virginia.
You know what I mean? It's very worldwide. Yeah. So appreciative for that experience. So now I can be outside of Bostonian.
You've been all along the East Coast. I have. The Northeast.
I have.
Yeah, Emma and I have been here a year and 2 months now.
Wow. Yeah. And loving which, every second
which
of it.
Which is crazy. Yeah, that year went by fast.
It did.
Yeah.
A fun fact of our last round, not somebody from Boston, but Andy Cohen went to Boston University. And allegedly, that is why he will not have Real Housewives of Boston.
Because he respects the city. Yeah.
He respects the city and he doesn't want to ruin it.
That's correct.
Which is so funny.
He would totally ruin it.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Because you guys heard there's going to be Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
So I know somebody strange. Who was asked to do it.
No way.
And they said no.
I would never want to see her on it.
Oh.
Thank God.
Because why?
I think it could be a little controversial. And so
that means
I'll leave it at that.
That means it should be.
Yeah. I know.
Like some drama.
Yeah.
No? Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. We get it. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll leave it at
no more questions.
All right. Here we go. So I guess this will be, because these are longer. So I guess if you buzz in, remember that like once you guess, if you're wrong.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. You cannot go again unless everybody goes and they still don't know and then you can go.
Or if no one has an answer.
Or if they just don't know. Yeah. Okay. Then you can try one.
Understood.
Okay.
Yeah.
This entertainer began his career in music, but was briefly incarcerated as a teenager, had a famous Calvin Klein campaign as a model, and is now most...
Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, correct.
Fuck. Music. Yeah, I don't think I knew that part.
Nice I literally
Calvin
never
Klein.
Landed
Thank
on
you. She's Calvin Klein.
I was like...
Famous Calvin Klein ad. Yeah, so what else I was going to say is he's known more for his acting now. He also owns a chain of fast food restaurants with his brothers.
The Wahlburgers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can we say where
that
he's
was
from?
Yeah, try to guess where he's from.
Southie?
No.
Dorchester?
Yes.
Mara.
How did you know that?
Hello.
Because his accent?
I don't know.
I also learned that he was nominated for 2 Oscars.
The Town?
The Departed.
The Departed
and
The Fighter.
Huh. I'm surprised he was nominated for The Departed. He has a very small part in that.
He's
an
snake.
Asshole cop.
He's the rat.
No,
he's the good one who like actually...
Oh, that's right. Matt
he's
Damon's
the one at the
he's
end.
He's like the only one who's good.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Remember that name.
I will.
Remember.
I will.
Wow.
There's only so many people.
Yeah,
that's true.
Apparently it's enough for a whole category.
Yeah.
How many questions?
7.
Like Process 3. Of elimination.
I was like, that was it.
That was it.
Okay. This comedian and writer is known for his distinct appearance, quirky humor, and self-deprecating style. He wrote on The Simpsons, SNL, and was...
That was me, Emma.
That was
okay.
That was me.
I don't know.
John Krasinski.
Nope. No. Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Is he from Boston?
Yeah.
He's from... Where is he from, Matt?
He's from
Harvard.
I have no idea.
Like Cambridge, I thought.
No.
Sounds like a Brookline guy to
Brookline.
Me.
Brookline. Damn. Wow. You're good at this.
Mara knows where everyone's from,
but doesn't know their names.
Mara, where would you guess each of us would have been from in a Boston suburb?
I'll let you know when we're done.
That is so funny.
That's freaking hilarious.
That was good, Matt. That was really good.
Thank you.
I love Conan O'Brien.
Am I getting points for this?
The Simpsons.
You are getting points for where they're from.
The Simpsons got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was confused.
The other thing I had was... that I didn't include because I felt like he is very tall and has well-known hair. But I think that would have been maybe too obvious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You could have said Ginger, too.
Well,
yeah,
that would have been,
very
done.
Yeah.
You could have said it was Conan O'Brien.
I could have said it was Conan.
Burn.
All right. This actress studied improv at Second City and...
Amy Poehler.
Yes.
I freaking knew that.
Do you know where she's from?
She's from... I do know where she's from because I listened to Good Hang.
Mm.
No, I can't remember.
Newton?
Yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck?
How does she know this?
How is this a thing? How are you doing this?
She's
Googling under the table?
Okay, Amy Poehler went to Boston College, which is why I know that one. The other two... It kind of
the other
just
two
lucky.
Mean you've been here for 15 years and you know where people are
that
from.
Is
it just like the vibe of the person?
Yes.
Oh my
a little
gosh.
Bit, yeah.
That's amazing.
That makes
I've
sense.
I mean, I've been too busy trying to have a world view in life. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're too well rounded.
You're too close to it.
I am.
But it kind of reminds me of like when people in New York are like, oh, they're from like the West Village or they're, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a type.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah. It is true though.
Well, we'll see how this continues to go.
I mean, this is very awesome so far.
This is crazy.
Okay. This heartthrob actor is most known for playing a patriotic superhero in a Marvel franchise.
Chris Evans.
Yes.
That's good. Mom. I did not know he was from Boston.
He is from Cambridge.
No.
Damn.
Dang.
Good guess.
It's because I got the first one.
Somerville.
No, he's a little farther out. Sudbury.
Oh, I actually did know that.
I never
did
know that.
Did you know that? I did know that. I did. Bummer. Bummer.
Damn How it. Do you know where all of these people are from?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's fine.
This is her one thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah. This is my thing. Jump back
this
on
is
the
her only
board.
Thing let her yeah.
Everybody
Laura, what's
has
your
a
thing?
Category.
I know where Everyone celebrities are from, what towns they're from in Massachusetts.
It's very niche.
She's so cool.
Oh my gosh. And now I just want to test you on like random people.
I really don't.
No, it's amazing. Okay. This actor is known for his intense method acting style. His most famous role is playing the eldest child in a drama based on the Murdoch family.
Where's he from? Maybe I'll be able to back what? Into this one. I'm joking.
Say it again. Anna.
Okay. This actor is known for his intense method acting style. His most famous role is playing the eldest child in a drama based on the Murdoch family.
That's a new thing. Right?
Yeah, that was his most famous.
I'm just going to no guess. Is it BJ Novak?
No. Okay, so the show, mm-hmm. Do you know what drama I'm talking about?
No.
It's the boy that the father that like the boat accident happened.
I know
happened,
what
the
Murdoch family is. I didn't know
the
they
murders,
made a show
right?
about it.
So, no. So it's this is a drama series uh-huh. based on that family on HBO.
Oh.
It's really well-known,
oh,
popular
oh, oh,
show.
Oh, I know the show. Hold on. Let me think.
The Murdoch family? Are you?
Murdoch.
Murdoch?
Is it the Jeremy guy from Succession?
Succession, yeah.
Jeremy.
Succession's
Jeremy.
Not based on the Murdoch family.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah.
Really?
Jeremy something.
Hold on.
Anyone know his last name?
Jeremy.
No.
Jeremy.
Half a point.
You can have help.
Jeremy Allen White.
No. Jeremy Strong.
I wasn't here.
Played Kendall
that.
Roy.
He is from.
Yeah. Where's he from? Come on.
Maura knows.
She knows. This his... one surprised me.
Brighton.
No.
Southie.
No.
That would have been a
he
surprise.
Did. He said he had a really rough, traumatic childhood and just like always wanted to get out of there.
I was April. Thinking of the same thing you were. The Murdochs was the
yeah, the boat.
The boat
yeah.
thing
the boy
and the dad
who,
killed
correct.
His wife.
That, and like
I was
the
like,
dog kennels.
I was like, what
that
are you
whole thing.
About?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Jamaica Plain. Yeah.
So
you got
I'm
it.
Like,
you knew it.
We're connected, Matt
yeah.
and I.
I'm
Jamaica
not going
to
make a play for
plane?
That.
He wanted to get
he
out
was
of
from Jamaica Plain, yeah. But like, I will say that was probably like 40 years ago. I don't know.
How old is he?
Probably in his 50s.
Is he?
He was 10 yeah. when he wanted to leave.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm. He's also, he's a weirdo. So a weirdo. I don't know.
Okay.
But he did say that.
I mean, Jamie I get it. Strong. I wanted to leave Boston too, which
from
is
Jamaica
why
Plain.
I traveled the world.
Which is why you went to Virginia.
You went to Virginia. Exactly. Yeah. You went all the way to Virginia.
We get it. I'm storing that up there.
Okay. This actress is known for her collaborations with Quentin Tarantino, specifically her roles in Kill Bill.
That was me.
It was me.
Okay. Uma Thurman.
Yes.
Where's she from?
Boston.
No.
I have no idea.
It's a little.
I mean, we gotta take guesses.
Not immediate.
No.
A little bit farther out.
Worcester.
No. It's in Massachusetts. It's a town in Massachusetts.
Is it north or south?
Or west?
Or west.
Newton.
No, not Newton.
Leominster.
Wellesley.
Amherst.
No, we wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah. Right. Where is that?
Amherst?
I've been there, but which direction?
Like west. North. Northwest.
North. Yeah. Northwest. Okay.
It's funny because I'm so bad at geography, but evidently I know.
I could be lying. I have no idea.
I've been to UMass Amherst, but that's
yeah,
okay.
So that's there.
Yeah.
Is that Northwest?
I don't know.
Next question. Enough geography.
Right. Okay.
What question are we on? What number?
We're on the very last
oh,
one.
Oh, no. But there's so many more people left.
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many more people.
Okay.
These are good, though. These ones
these
I didn't
are good.
Know are from here,
I have
so
two
cool.
that I'm thinking, and I mm-hmm. hope you think okay. these are good.
You'll have to
Me too.
Tell us after. Okay. This actress had her breakout role as.
I don't know her Do name, it. But did she play in The Bear?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
okay,
that
and she's
girl.
From. I think she's from Brighton.
No.
Or Brockton?
No.
Okay.
Iowa Debris.
Yes.
There you go. I don't remember where
Do you
she's
know
from
where she's
now.
From?
She's from Dorchester.
Yes.
Nice. Because I saw she went back and did like a really cool thing there at her old school.
Oh,
can
okay,
I get half a point? for what she played in? No. I gave you the answer.
Sure, you can have it.
Let's give it. Let's give it.
I gave
to
you
Keish.
The answer, Matt.
Let's
give it.
That officially put you four above me.
Did I get half a point for Dorchester? I got a point for Dorchester.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah. Okay. I want to finish what I was gonna say.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
So breakout.
She was who I was waiting
I'm gonna
for.
Let you finish. But
no. Yeah.
Even though I didn't know her name.
So breakout role is Sydney on The Bear. Growing up in Massachusetts, she also famously didn't know that other children don't learn about the Great Molasses Flood in school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Did you learn about that, Keish?
I don't know. Well, you don't I don't remember.
Are your kids going to learn about it?
Do you know about it now?
I don't know about it.
You don't know about the Great Molasses Flood?
Is it a Boston thing?
I don't think
so. Yeah, it happened in Boston.
Are you serious?
It wasn't anything what that happened? I remember. Like, the streets were, like, paved in syrup.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it actually killed a lot of people. It was, like, not funny. But, like, there's a massive... like what? Tank of molasses because that's what why are you laughing
no because Mara was laughing
oh okay
that mean, made me
well
laugh.
People are like oh molasses flood hot no it was like a 30 foot like the tank exploded and broke and it was literally like a 30 foot flood of molasses oh, wow. down the street like killed people and like yeah
this is
which is
like
hot. I vaguely insane. Remember this
no, when,
what year was that
oh it was like the early 1900s or
wow
it was a long time ago
yeah. Wow
but apparently kids in Massachusetts or Boston maybe specifically learn about the Great Molasses mm-hmm. Flood and so I think it's one of those things where like,
you just assume everyone yeah. knows
well like the tank was really poorly like made and maintained and my buddy used to like he used to work in the oil industry and he would like inspect oil tanks and he's like we learn about that in like training
wow.
for like why it's so important
and to never like, let it happen again
I don't yeah. I don't remember yeah. learning this
yeah
but I like
so
Jeremy.
Funny
wow
couldn't stay
yes
I don't know if I've ever learned that
well you'll know if your kids learn about it
I
so
will
I'm excited to yeah. hear
and I can't wait to go in depth like Matt just did
yeah, yeah.
we learned about it well we learned about it
again.
I already
like,
knew about
there?
It we learned about it on our Freedom Trail tour our
which I still need to do
we did a 5-hour intensive Freedom
oh,
Trail
wow.
tour
I need to do that
it was
actually really good
they didn't tell you what celebrities were from what towns
no
well okay when I was pulling up actually that's celebrities on the list was like Sam Adams
yeah
like all
but then there's like Jennifer
Edgar
Coolidge
where
no,
is she from
she's from Kentucky
no she's not
or Jennifer like Nashville
Coolidge? No
Tennessee.
Jennifer Coolidge is from
oh I thought you were talking about Jennifer
let me look
Jennifer the cool Jennifer.
Meghan Trainor
there's the blonde Trainor. Jennifer
she's from
like
Nantucket though
movies.
I don't know
she just had a second baby Jennifer she's funny and quirky
Lawrence
Jennifer Lawrence
oh
thank you
no, Jennifer Coolidge White Lotus is from Massachusetts
I didn't know that
that's awesome I didn't
that's,
know that either yeah
cool.
she is I just looked
okay.
it up
which town
guess
yeah I guess
because no, I know it but I can't think about
we'll
it
we'll guess
Jennifer Coolidge is from Norwell
yes
what
where Elise is living
she's from my town
yeah
dude
get out of this here.
This is like a special
weird.
Thing.
We're so connected.
Your skill set is very
you know what we should do?
Someone was like, she's from Norway. Like,
no.
it's
you
good.
Didn't guess it based on like her personality. You guessed it because
no,
you
no,
knew that.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but the other one.
We should stop people on the street and be like, are you from Mass? And be like, hey, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
and going to guess.
And she's going to guess where you're
where
from.
Where you're from.
I'm so happy I was able to get myself a few
that
more
was,
points.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
What other celebrities were you thinking of?
Matt Damon.
Well, Meghan Trainor is Nantucket. I thought she might be on the list.
I did not know that.
We just
I avoided
that.
The Affleck's really and bad. Matt Damon.
I thought you would because mm-hmm. that's obvious.
There's
John Krasinski.
More.
I was thinking John Krasinski.
I also avoided John Krasinski. Cause,
and BJ Novak, which yeah. that's
and,
one of my
yeah,
favorite
yeah.
stories of BJ's like, yeah, so I like get to Hollywood and I'm like, you know, writing for The Office. I mean, and I'm the second most famous person from my high school.
Right, because John Krasinski
somehow.
Went to
they went to the
school.
Same high school.
Yeah,
which
really?
Is crazy. Yeah,
yeah,
and they were both on The Office. He's like,
wow.
Even
he's like, how could I not be the most famous person from
yeah,
my high school?
Totally.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I know. That's really weird.
That's
so.
Yeah, those were Jennifer Coolidge and Meghan Trainor were like my two outliers that I thought maybe because they are a little bit
niche.
But anyway, that's all I got.
Okay.
I'm impressed. I really am. That was amazing.
No, that was
that
great.
Was awesome. I'm really curious to know
final
what the
scores.
Final tally is.
All Elise is going right. to
I really want to know. And
Keisha
you made
Moira
sure that you
close.
Got all the half points.
I
covered.
Did. I did.
Keisha, I think
she's,
you got it.
She's good at score keeping.
Keisha and Moira were super close by 1.5 points. In fourth place, we had Mara with 7.
Yay.
Nice.
All of from hometowns.
Slow clap.
Most of them from hometowns. Yeah.
Towns,
you crushed
yeah.
that round.
5 points.
That's
you
got, wild.
Yeah. Keish, you had 8.5.
Thank you.
Woo! Thank you. Give it to us.
It's between
give it to us.
Elise and Matt. Just the winner was Matt with 18 points. Elise, you had 12.5.
Pew, pew, pew.
He won by a landslide.
I kind of smoked
He won by a landslide.
It was a music round.
It was the two middle rounds.
I was the bookends, and he was the middle.
Elise hates ambiguity.
I don't like it. I don't thrive in that space.
It's not your thing, but you really were so good at just like the descriptions of people.
Correct.
Correct.
So thank you.
So we'll bring on to episode two, where it's just... Straightforward.
Yeah.
No messing around with creativity.
We won't try to be silly about
Thank
it.
You.
My fave
Thank
was
you.
The Shakespearean.
That was
like that.
I like the lyrics because I love lyrics. So.
I love that too.
That's cool.
That was a good one.
So first of all, I live with Emma. I did not know that
you
were doing this. Like
all of these.
Like this, well, I knew you were doing trivia, but like I'm very impressed. I thought.
Oh,
that was,
thank
like,
you.
No, Emma, you were a rock star.
Oh my god,
rock star status.
Stop, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. No.
Stop it.
Thank you guys for being here. This was so fun.
Yeah,
this was a blast.
Good job, everyone.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
Should we do a final thing?
Yeah, everybody
things?
Hit their buzzers. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
No.